Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years.
You're gonna be drowned out by the music.
So many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Good morning, everybody. It is Mother's Day. And for Mother's Day, I thought we'd do something special. We've got what I would say one of the best guests we're going to have on the show. And his name is John Perkins. Many people remember him from many books, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and others, just so too many of them. But this one, I think, is something that we need now more than ever. I love the book, and it was hoodwinked, okay? An Economic Hitman reveals why the world financial markets imploded. Okay, good morning, John.
Good morning. It's great to be with you guys this morning.
And Tom's here. Say hi, Tom.
I am present.
And do we know whether our resident Russian has chimed in yet? Probably not.
There he is.
Sergey.
Good
morning, Mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, Sergey. John, I absolutely loved your book. I mean,
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear it.
I had to beg, prod, poke, and everything else after reading your book. I had to have you on the show. Can you kind of give everybody just a little bit of a quick... I could read on forever, but you know yourself better than anybody else. So give everybody a little breakdown of who you are. And why you do what you do, and I love, by the way, the book is excellent.
Well, I was an economic hitman back in the 70s, and what my job at that time was to identify countries with resources our corporations covet, like oil, arrange large loans to that country from the World Bank or one of its associate organizations, but the money would never actually go to the country. Instead, it would go to our own corporations to build infrastructure projects in that country, things like power plants and industrial parks that benefited a few wealthy families in that country, as well as our own corporations. The primary beneficiaries were our corporations, but didn't help the majority of the people who were too poor to buy electricity, couldn't get jobs in industrial parks because they don't hire many people, and yet they were left holding a huge debt that they couldn't repay. And so at some point, we'd go back to the country and say, since you can't pay your debts, sell your oil or whatever resource real cheap to our companies without any environmental restrictions, or vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote, or allow us to build a military plant, a military facility in your country, things like that. And in a few cases where we failed, and I talk in my books about how I failed with the president of Ecuador, Jaime Roldos, and the head of state of Panama, Omar Torrijos, I couldn't get them to accept these onerous deals for their country. In those cases, the jackals go in, and they either overthrow governments or assassinate leaders. Both Roldos and Torrijos were assassinated because I couldn't bring them around. And in a few cases where the jackals also fail, like with Saddam Hussein, for example, then the military goes in. And so that's really what I did for 10 years in the 70s. And incidentally, I didn't do any assassination stuff. I didn't do anything illegal. In fact, everything I did was taught is the right way to go. Business schools teach that that's the way to develop countries, by putting huge infrastructure projects in there. What the models don't show is that the economy does increase when you do this, but only a few people at the very top benefit from that kind of economic development.
John? We hear a little music. That means we're going to have a very quick break, and we'll be right back. We are talking to John Perkins, and we'll be right back. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
The things of today.
How do you like to wait?
Hey,
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Patriot Act took our liberties and there's no judge, no jury.
This is, of course, the Capital Forum, the most eclectic side of the RBN, and it is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, all you mothers and all you people who have mothers. Don't forget to say, hi, Mom, give kiss, flowers, dinner, something. Anyway, we were John Perkins, okay? I'm telling you, this book, Hoodwinked, is something else, but you were telling us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background. And I'd like to, how you got into all that, I would like to get into that portion, because you told me this a long time ago, how you got actually into this, you were talking about it not being illegal. No, it wasn't. It was the theater of the day. This is what you did.
Correct. It, you know, it's, and it is what's taught in business schools. It still is. And, of course, we're using this very strategically around the world today to get countries basically hoodwinked into being part of our system. We've managed to create what I would consider to be the world's first truly global empire and the first empire in history that's been created primarily without the military. The military only steps in as a last resort, as we've seen in Iraq and now to a certain degree in Afghanistan. But the rest of the world basically has escaped that. So we've been, we've been making the empire work hard for us in places like Africa and much of Asia, Latin America, primarily without using military force, although it's always there in the background. It's a very clandestine way of creating an empire. And in fact, what's happened is we've created a terrible failure in the world. We have a world today where less than 5% of us live in the United States, and we consume almost 30% of the world's resources, while roughly half the world is starving or on the verge of starvation. And that's not a model. It's not something we can pass on to Africa or India or Latin America. It's, you need another five planets just like this one to make that happen. We'll work for the whole world with resources just like this planet without the people. That's not going to happen. We've got to come up with a better model. And the point I make in the book, Hoodwinked, is that we're not going to get over this economic crisis that we're in today permanently in the long term until we come up with a new model, with a real model, something that works for the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really big on state banks. If the states themselves take over their financial crisis, we can control, the states can control the federal government by not getting into their system and by being able to control their financial monies,
well,
if you would.
Right, like the North Dakota bank.
North Dakota, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
well, it's interesting, and I recently wrote an article that you can get on my website, johnperkins.org, about how I think the real problem in Libya, it's not so much about oil, but it's about the fact that Gaddafi had proposed a new banking system, a new currency for all of Africa and the Muslim countries that would stand up against the dollar. And in fact, the Gaddafi's bank in Libya is very independent. We don't like that. So the rebels that are fighting Gaddafi have agreed to have a banking system that we support, that's consistent with ours. And I think that's a large degree of why we're trying to take Gaddafi out. Saddam Hussein was proposing something very similar just before we took him out.
And yeah, it's a similar situation in Iran, right? They're not part of the central bankster scheme as well.
That's true, too. And, of course, North Korea is another issue altogether. But, yeah, a few of these countries that want to create their own financial systems, we don't like that at all.
Now, John, with the Libya situation, are we seeing the evidence of the economic hitmen in there now, or are we seeing the jackals actually involved with the rebels? Who's actually in there working with the, so to speak, rebels?
You know, I'm out of the business, so I can't really speak from personal experience, but I'm certain, and from the people that I know that are involved in these things, we get both in there. Well, we've got jackals trying to take out Gaddafi and some of his top people, and we've got a lot of economic hitmen in there juggling around with the rebels, jockeying to take control when Gaddafi falls, or if Gaddafi falls. That's also certainly going on in Egypt and in Syria and in Tunisia and in Saudi Arabia and in Bahrain. Throughout the Middle East, we're seeing this huge resurgence of people basically trying to stand up to despotic governments, ones that we typically support. That includes Saudi Arabia. It includes Bahrain. It includes Syria and Tunisia and many of these other countries. And so you can bet we've got a lot of economic hitmen trying to gain a greater foothold, not let the Muslim Brotherhood gain a foothold, not let the Taliban gain a foothold. You know, we've kind of thrown up a red herring with this killing of Osama bin Laden, but in fact, Al-Qaeda was not a terribly important force throughout the world anyway, which isn't to say that...
They were ours.
Yeah, there's some very good reasons to believe that they were ours. But the real strong forces are coming from a much more grassroots revision of people who are demanding that they have self-rule in their countries, that they stop having rulers that are put in there essentially by the CIA and kept in there by the CIA.
Yeah. Goes back, when you're looking at this, John can go into it, when I've tried to explain to people so long ago, that the situation we're talking about, remember Iran-Contra and all that going through, that's the same thing. That's exactly what you're putting down and explaining into your book. A deal was made long ago to get Reagan in so that Bush and Cheney had power again. I'll sit there, because remember Cheney has been here longer than dirt. Okay. And in order to do that, they started, one, the hostage situation, all this other stuff. They were going to control it like this. It's all a play game. They put together, of course, the Northern Alliance, you know, trying to get the Georgian Straits. The whole point was to get that oil out of, in the Georgian area there. So, and take control of that whole segment of society, because they couldn't do it the way you're talking about.
Right, right, and the whole point always is to put U.S. corporations in a position where we can control the resources, oil, and a lot of other resources too, as well as markets and labor resources too. That's another one, of course, the cheap labor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, a lot of listeners are familiar with what we're doing about the oil situation and gold and such like that, but it's companies such as Dole Pineapple, just benign companies like that in Central America, that we've done such things in Central America to gain a foothold there. Is that not correct?
That's absolutely correct. The overthrow of President Zelaya, democratically elected president of Honduras, a little less than 2 years ago, and that was instigated by Dole, Chiquita, Cargo, Kraft, and Russell Athletic. And these companies were very disturbed because President Zelaya was increasing the minimum wage significantly, and they feel that they are dependent upon very low minimum wage. He was also trying to put through a new constitution that would have land reform laws in there, which would make it much more difficult for these big agribusinesses businesses like Dole and Chiquita, Kraft and Cargill, to control the land the way they had. And so they were determined to get him out. Economic hitmen went in to try to convince Zelaya to change his ways. He wouldn't do it, so we stayed...
Off your head.
What's that?
Off your head.
Yeah, so exactly. We staged a coup. It was a CIA coup. There's no question about it. Very reminiscent of the coup that Chiquita, under the name of United Fruit, staged against Arbenz in Guatemala back in the 50s. It was almost an exact replica of what we'd done in the 50s. It's amazing how sometimes things don't change very much.
Now, one thing, I spent 9.5 years in the Missouri House of Representatives in this last 9.5 years. I left last year. And the same people come into the states, Missouri, California, New York, what have you. We all should know this from Enron, if anybody was paying attention, okay? But they come in with lobbyists for food organizations, this one and that one, trying to reduce the minimum wage, trying to get rid of unions, and what have you. And the states go out and make up a whole bunch of garbage trying to be able to get rid of competition for these corporations who are paying for food and ferality and liquor. You know, it makes you sick. I mean, I've had to deal with it for so long, but it makes you sick. If you think your states are better, the same as in Washington.
Yeah, I think what we all need to realize, and this is very important, is that during a good share of my lifetime, and I'm in my mid-60s now, our elected officials wrote the laws in this land, and we did have some control over them. When we staged huge demonstrations against the war in Vietnam, it meant something because elected officials were afraid that they wouldn't be reelected. But today, our elected officials don't write the major laws. They're written by corporate lobbyists who essentially finance the politicians' campaign. So they really own the politicians, and they pass the law through the politicians. It goes through Congress, but these laws are written by lobbyists. We all know that. It happens on the state level, it happens on the national level. And therefore, when at times like 2003, when millions of people rallied against going into Iraq, it doesn't really mean much because the big corporations wanted us to go into Iraq because they make a lot of money. The politicians knew this. They knew that to get the corporate money, they had to go along with what the corporations wanted. And I think it's really important that we, the people, recognize this, that we're in a new era. Things are very different from how they were in the 60s. And we need to understand this in order to change it. And we must change it. You know, I mean, I love this country. The United States is an amazing country. We've got to take it back.
Okay, John, hold on to that thought.
We've got a break. Go ahead.
We have a 3-minute break. You're listening to RBN on RepublicBroadcasting.org. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Please listen to and support the sponsors.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri. For the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
I'm sorry, I love music, but we don't have, I mean, I don't have enough time, John, to even have you on sufficiently, and if you want to, you can stay for the 2 hours, it's up to you, but I'm telling you, this is the number one book that everyone should have. I will guarantee you, this is what I've been telling people for 5 million years, okay, so that you really understand what's really happening. And I keep telling, we have people who are on the Patriot Movement who, everybody's going to go out and do banners and this and that. Okay, unless you change the way that it works, it's not going to happen. That's one reason why I'm a proponent for putting state banks. The number one thing it does is it moves the banking situation to be for the people. It ends the fact that the legislatures have the power to give out. They no longer have the power. The bank is invested for the people and creates money for the people, which ends that lobby power in a state and gives you back control of your money, and it doesn't go to the federal government. This is, okay, so everybody remembers, if you're just coming in, it's John Perkins, and the book is Hoodwinked. Everyone needs to have two, one for themselves and one to give away.
And, John, where can a person obtain your books? Is it Amazon or your website, or where's the best place to order your book?
Well, I'd like to have them go through a nonprofit I created, dreamchange.org, and that'll take them right into Amazon. But DreamChange gets a little of that money, and it's a great nonprofit. But they can buy the book in any bookstore. It should be in the bookstores. If not, they can order it, or any online vendors, wherever they want. It's published by one of the Random House imprints, so it's out there it's out there. So they can buy it anywhere where you buy books. And if they don't have it, tell them to get it.
I love what you were talking about with President Clinton. You know, one of the things, you know, I always heard everybody tries to go after it is a character assassination, this assassination. They pay anybody, harass anybody to do what they need to have done. But the one thing that they were trying to do, and I believe there's three things. One was getting off the Federal Reserve System. Clinton very much wanted to get out of the Federal Reserve. That he wanted to end China's first nation's trading practices, and they tried to shut off the Pentagon and from being able to shove money into these little, what they're supposed to be, rural and urban electrical co-op boxes. It's supposed to be way back when you couldn't get utilities. They literally, if you ever see in the desert, you see these little boxes that look like little outhouses. You'll find out a lot of money goes to those outhouses. And they are supposed to be electrical things. Way back when they were, but they're not anymore. And by name only, this money supposedly is going to there. And then every time they try to move it, every time they try to stop it, the Pentagon, CIA, and all those start moving the money. If you remember correctly, in the Clinton administration, there were five different people who were in charge of that, five different ones, and every one of them quit. And the reason they said, you know what, we shut one down, two come up. You shut one down, three come up. You know, they're harassed, they're this and that, so they quit. You know, you quit trying to what are we gonna bail out of a sinking ship when you're already underwater. Go ahead, John.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think what this really comes down to is that, unfortunately, the United States and therefore most of the world has been taken over by robber barons. It's been stolen from us by what I call the corporatocracy, people who run our biggest corporations, and they control the mainstream media. They control all of our major elected officials through campaign financing, and they're calling the shots. So we really moved from a time in history when several hundred years ago, geopolitics was run by religious organizations. And then after that, it was governments. Some were totalitarian, some were republics like the United States, some were democracies, whatever. But today, we really see a world that's controlled by the big corporations, the multinationals. And the corporatocracy has really stolen our world from us. But we need to take it back. And the first step is to understand what's going on, as you're talking about. And the second step is to understand that we really have the power to do this because, in fact, these corporations are dependent on us to buy their goods and services. We really have a lot more power than we, the people, have a lot more power than I think we realize we have. But we have to understand it's a very different world, that it isn't about politics and it's not about who we elect. That may be important on to some degree, especially on local level, but ultimately the politicians are going to do what the corporations tell them to do. Therefore, we must change corporations. And today the corporations are ruled by one set of principles, which was defined by Milton Friedman in the Chicago School of Economics back in the 70s, and that is that the only responsibility of business is to maximize profits, regardless of the social and environmental costs. That's a fairly new policy. It's not what I was taught in business school in the 60s. And we need to turn that around and say, listen, we're not going to buy from corporations that are run that way. We're only going to buy from corporations that are serving a public interest, that are determined to create a sustainable, just, and peaceful world. That needs to be one of the defining tasks. Yes, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes.
A question I've been dying to ask you on the air. Do you believe that there is global warming?
Yes, I believe there's global climate change.
Absolutely, I love him. Go ahead. We've got another break. We'll be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This show, we don't have enough time to do you justice, John. It could be a whole day program for you. Go ahead. I had brought up, global warming, and you brought up global climate change. And go ahead. Clarify your thoughts, sir.
If you travel around as I do, and you go to the Himalayas, and you see glaciers that have receded more than a mile in the last 10 years, and you see the same thing on the top of the Andes, where these huge glaciers that have been there for thousands of years are disappearing. You see it in Alaska. If you see droughts in the Amazon twice in the last 10 years, and both of them supposedly 100-year events. There can't be any question that climates are changing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an expert on this. I don't know whether we're getting warmer or colder, what we're doing, but we're definitely changing. There's no question. The oceans are rising.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that will be listening to this do not believe that man is the cause of it. In other words, SUVs aren't the cause of it, that there are climate changes. That's the history of the Earth. And that's...
Well, you know, and that may or may not be true, but the fact of the matter is, I was recently struck, I was in Ecuador with some Shuar people deep in the Amazon, and we took a hike, 3 days we were gone, we came back toward their village on the third day, they stopped and looked at a little plant that they said it was sick, that they'd noticed, and this, in the Amazon, surrounded by millions of plants, they noticed this one. They go to the elders that night and tell them, and the elders make a decision that maybe it's because the trails are being overused. Maybe there's a message this plant's given. Nobody can prove this. But if that's a possibility, and the message is that they're overusing the trails, which will affect their children and grandchildren, they shut down the trail and said, let's let it rejuvenate. And they couldn't prove it. I came back to the States. This was about 5 years ago. I came back to the States and turned on the radio and heard this discussion going on in Washington as to whether we're causing climate change or not. And unless we can absolutely prove that we're causing climate change, we shouldn't worry about doing anything about it. I think that's absurd. If there's any possibility that we're causing climate change, then we ought to do something about it. And it's pretty hard to really argue that all the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide we're spewing into the atmosphere isn't having some impact. But in any case, our responsibility should be to my grandson and his brothers and sisters around
Thank
the world.
You.
Well, yeah, whether we can prove it absolutely or not, if there's any possibility that we're impacting the climate, we ought to do something about it.
But what I want to say something. It's something you've been talking about on this program since you got on. And that is, and it really bothers me about the Patriot Movement, which, by the way, guys, I was one of the forerunners to help start and create, okay, to go out and say what the business community has put into play through the conservative movement, that there is no such thing. I'll say it. Heartland Institute, they can come at me over in Chicago and so many others, I don't even know how many Madison Group, there's a few others. Okay, and they're putting back this false information that there is no global warming, and they're shoving it through this our Patriot Movement, if you would, to get everybody in saying it's not there. And guess what? You can keep saying that until you've destroyed everything. It's kind of like saying is pay no attention to the big fat elephant sitting in your living room, because he'll go away if you're not looking at him. And that's not going to happen.
And part of what we see, Louise, in the Patriot Movement is we see trends. We see how people are manipulated, and people are manipulated by giving up their cars and their nuclear power and their coal power and all this stuff because people are actually spewing this information on the other side. Now, we do see evidence. Let's just put an example of what John was mentioning. We do see evidence of trees and other vegetation dying in the United States. Because of the aerosol spraying, there's an overabundance of aluminum, and people, this is not theory, this is people testing these plants, and they're being killed because of all this aerosol spraying of barium and aluminum. And that is man causing it, but it's not coming from SUVs, it's coming from airplanes, and they're doing it on purpose.
It makes no difference where it's coming from.
Yeah, but the end result is them taking away your SUVs and putting you in a small community where you can't travel. Versus, let's stop this aerosol spraying. That's the difference.
I think it's all of it. It's all. It has to all be looked at. You can't take, it's just my SUV. You've got to take the whole picture, okay? There's a big picture there. I'm not saying get rid of your SUV. I'm saying there is such a thing as global warming. We have the technology to change how SUVs work.
Well, sure.
We have the technology. Oh, yes, we do.
But they don't want you to know that.
We've had it since the 1950s. But you know what? It doesn't produce more money for oil. I don't know if you agree with me on that, John.
Yeah, oil is an extremely powerful lobby. And the oil companies are perhaps the most powerful single entities on this planet. And it's not just because they have the power, but it's because they can rally everybody else. The pharmaceutical industry depends on oil. The plastics industry depends on oil. Therefore, the toy industry depends on oil. The automobile industry depends on oil. So much depends on oil that oil has tremendous power, and it's a huge problem. We know that we've got to stop burning so much fossil fuels, so much oil. We know we have to do that. It's not just about whether there's peak oil or not, whether we're running out of oil, but But the real carrying capacity of our atmosphere to absorb all that carbon dioxide, you have to question that. You have to question whether that's having an impact. If they have a terrarium, as I always did as a kid with little lizards and salamanders and things that in all these plants, you know that it can overproduce nitrogen oxides, et cetera, et cetera. We have to be aware that we do have an impact, that all of these things have an impact. It's not about one thing or another. It's about all of these combined. And how many chemicals can we spew into our atmosphere? How many can we throw into our water and our soil without having it have a devastating impact on our grandchildren and great-grandchildren? We really must look out for that. Human beings throughout nature, that is, in the past has been one of their primary things, is to take care of future generations. It appears that we've lost that sensibility, that we're so damn worried about whether we have our lifestyles today, whether it's aerosol cans or SUVs or whatever, that we're so greedy about what we have today that we're really not thinking an awful lot about our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. We need to think a lot more about what we're doing to this home that we're creating for them.
But a lot of people that are on that bandwagon.
We have a very good synthetic oil that produces wonderful synthetic gas. Okay? So we have that technology, and we've had it since the 50s. Well, so this is ridiculous.
You can use hemp oil.
It's all because of the oil coming out of Iraq, the people in Iran and Syria, the people who control it, who do not want to give up the money that they're getting from it. So everybody can't change because they need the money. And that's the real issue. And we have the technologies, whether by with lithium batteries becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, we have technologies to run hybrids and this and that at a reasonable rate. But they will not allow the price to drop, because if the price drops, then people will get away from using the precious regular oil that they have come so wonderful to be able to drain out of our livelihood. But no. There is. You are right, John. You are absolutely on the nose.
And, John, I'd like to see people that are on that bandwagon get on the bandwagon of stopping the GMO food. And when you're releasing these genetically modified organisms into the environment without any testing, and it's taking over the natural species, then obviously there's a huge problem there. And that's one of the problems I see in the global warming crowd, is they're focused only on that, and they don't see the big picture of GMO and the depleted uranium and these other topics that are, no kidding, destroying our environment.
I agree with you. You know, and we've seen Europe, for example, has pretty much banned GMOs. Kellogg can make cornflakes for the Europeans without GMOs, but here we have to have GMOs. There's no reason for that. We need to take control. I totally agree with you. This is about we the people really understanding and taking control. And while we're on that, we must look at this as global issues. We must understand that we live on a very tiny and fragile space station. But unlike the one our astronauts built, this one doesn't have any shuttles. We can't get off. We've got to take care of the whole place. And we've got to understand that for the first time in history, I have to say that my 3.5-year-old grandson is not going to inherit a safe, sustainable, just, and peaceful world unless every child on the planet inherit it. And that's never been true before. But today, we are a totally integrated, interdependent globe. And we must understand that. When we have oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, we must understand that the solution is not just to protect the beaches of Florida and Louisiana and have those oil rigs move to Indonesia or Egypt or someplace else in the world. That's not the solution. The solution is to make sure that there aren't oil leaks anywhere. And we must understand that I think we can be very, very short-sighted in the United States and look at things as just being about our nation. And up until fairly recently, we could afford to do that. It was pretty much true. If we took care of the United States, that's really all we need to worry about. But today, that's no longer true. We must understand this. You know, terrorism is a great example of that, of how vulnerable we can be here or anywhere else. If there's poverty and desperation and exploitation anywhere in the world, it threatens all of us.
And John, we try to focus on solutions on the show a little bit, and we didn't give you a chance
to
elaborate.
I need 5 seconds here. We're not talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about being good neighbors, good citizens, and making sure that whatever we do, we think about it, we work with our neighbor, I don't care what country it is, and we work for solutions protecting not this, this just this our little nook of the woods, because I'll tell you, what we should have known by Japan with the radiation and everything else, first of all, nuclear energy is not our solution, no matter how you want to put it, but it comes here. So if we don't find a way as a world to protect each other from, I don't care if it's corporations or from economic or from things such as, I don't care, oil spills, this, that, and whatever else, if we don't hold those businesses accountable and those governments accountable as the people, then we are allowing something to be destroyed that's precious, and we won't have a life for not just our generation, but any generation to come.
And then that's why I wrote the book Hoodwinked. The publishing house asked me to write a book that looked at long-term solutions, not just the Band-Aids of what do we do to fix Wall Street or the credit crisis, et cetera, but the long-term solutions. And the long-term solutions really are for we the people, the consumer, to take back control and say we're not going to buy products that aren't made by companies that are committed to, yes, make profits, but only within the context of being socially and environmentally responsible, of creating a world our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will want to inherit. That has to be the commitment. For the first 100 years, the United States was a country. No corporation could get a charter unless it proved it was serving the public interest. Charters lasted an average 10 years. It had to go back and show it had served the public interest in order to renew the charter. I think we need to establish a new standard like that that says the corporations are there to serve us, we the people, not just a few very, very wealthy and powerful individuals. They need to serve us. And we need to create a new economy. This economy that we have today is dependent on war, it's dependent on killing people. There's no reason why our tax dollars can't pay the same corporations, the Raytheons, the General Dynamics, corporations with brilliant scientists with tremendous management ability. Let's pay them to, instead of making things that are going to kill people around the world and making more people angry, to make things that will clean up the polluted air, the polluted water, the polluted earth of the world. And, let's pay big agribusinesses. Let's use some of our military tax dollars to pay the big agribusinesses to create ways that starving people in Africa can feed themselves more efficiently, store and distribute the food locally. If we want to get rid of terrorism, if we want homeland security, let's recognize that this whole planet is our homeland, and we've got to take care of it, and we've got to take care of the desperate people, and let's do it through the capitalistic system. And let's create a new economy that's an economy that really provides things that are going to benefit us and our progony.
And once again, I want to reiterate, that's the solution. That's part of the big picture. That's part of the solution is we have to vote as consumers. We have to vote. We have to support our local producers and produce for ourselves and not go to these big box stores that are importing this stuff from China that are using slave labor. We absolutely have to do that, and that's probably the number one solution.
I agree, and letting the corporations know. So, you know, when next time you tend to buy something from Nike, don't buy it from Nike, and send them an email and tell them you're not buying from them because they've got sweatshops, slave labor,
absolutely,
in China. And send an email to the company you do buy from encouraging them. We not only need to change our buying habits, but we also need to send a very, very strong message to these corporations that they can no longer get away with things that are creating a dangerous world for us and our kids.
And, John, we do have some callers stacking up. Do you want to entertain some calls?
Sure. I think we got another 10 minutes or so, yeah.
Unless you want to go to the second hour, I'd love to have you do that.
Well, I'd love to, but I'm scheduled for something else because this is originally scheduled for an hour, so I got to stick with my schedule.
Okay, but I guess what? We've got to get you back on. Go ahead.
All right, we have George in Texas. George.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good interview.
Hi, George.
The thing is, I kind of noticed the robber barons have took over. You know, the thing is, I think when we take our country back, I really think we need to put into our Constitution two things: no private central bank and strong antitrust provisions, because the reason why these corporations have grown up, start with the Federal Reserve. I mean, antitrust should have broke up the Federal Reserve. And I think we don't enforce antitrust laws, and a lot of these big corporations use the force of government to shut down competition.
Yeah.
And that should not be happening. I mean, monopolies happen because of government interference. Monopolies don't happen because of laissez-faire economics.
I agree.
Good point. I totally agree with you, too, George. And I think, you know, I'm not a big advocate of lots of regulations and rules, but we need to have ones that do not allow robber barons to take over. Human beings are human beings, and Milton Friedman, who kind of wrote the rules that were adopted back in 1980, but in this country, when Reagan became president and Thatcher in England and so forth, the main driving rules were businesses that should, above all else, maximize profits regardless of social and environmental costs. That's number one. Number two is do away with regulating business, because business executives don't need to be regulated, and that just gets in the way of profits. And we've all seen that business executives do need to be regulated. There's crooks among CEOs as well, you know, there's temptations, and we've seen that with Enron, we've seen that on Wall Street, we've seen it time and time again. And rule three was privatize everything, have everything run by big corporations.
All right, John, we got a three-minute break. Rod in Illinois, Michael in New York, we see you.
Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Television lights, they tell you day is night.
They tell
you wrong, it's
back.
Yeah, let's stop the music. We have Rodney in Illinois, and we have Michael in New York. Rodney, just chime in whenever.
Hey, good morning. For the
for the sake of time. Pardon my dog.
Shut up. Go ahead, Rodney.
John, you wrote the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I've got two questions. John, do you have any remorse for what you have been engaged in? And two, if I filed a criminal complaint against you, would you provide testimony for your own prosecution of yourself and your peers and those whom you were working for?
Wow, well, interesting.
Yeah, it's a good. Do I have remorse? I have to live with what I did. However, I did nothing illegal. You wouldn't have much luck filing criminal prosecution, because what I did is totally sanctioned by the United States government, by the World Bank. It's completely legal, everything I did. What the jackals do is not legal. The assassination, I never did any of that. What I did was totally, absolutely legal and condoned and encouraged by the World Bank and the U.S. government. So you wouldn't have much luck filing criminal charges against me. I did nothing criminal. I would need to testify. But do I have remorse? The first years that I was an economic hitman, I thought I was doing the right thing. I'd been told that...
Trained?
Pardon me?
You're trained to do that. That's what they teach you to do.
Well, that's what business school teaches you to do, and they still do. I today speak out at a lot of business schools and tell them they shouldn't be doing this, but this is still taught. This is the way to do things. Convince countries to take these huge loans and hire our companies to build big infrastructure projects that will increase the GNP. And it does. You can show that it does, but what it doesn't show is that in most of these countries, the only people who really benefit are the very wealthy and powerful, and the majority of people suffer. That's not shown in the models. So, you know, I have to live with something that I now realize was not doing what I wanted to do, which was helping to end poverty and suffering around the world. That's what the World Bank says they're supposed to do, but they didn't do it. But the fact of the matter is, as one of my mentors and teachers, Howard Zinn, and also my daughter say, thank God John Perkins did these things, because now he can speak out against them. So I did them for 10 years, and I've been spending the rest of my life trying to change all of that, because I understand from the inside. So my remorse is balanced by the fact that I really understand what's going on, and I feel like I'm in a very privileged position to speak out against it and fight against it, but it's still going on and it's still perfectly legal.
And you have every time I've ever heard you were going out and you were saying, hey, we need to stop this practice. So he is the number one voice of trying to make that change.
And he's probably not a real popular guy by doing all this, I'm sure. Rodney, we appreciate your call, and we're trying to squeak in Michael from New York, because we only have a couple more minutes left. Michael, what do you have?
Good morning, and thank you very much. Well, I just want to comment that, first of all, we don't want corporations anymore. Corporations are merely the toys of these major globalists that control all the natural resources and exploit and monopolize everything on this planet to suit their own agenda. And so corporations have to cease to exist, no longer any benefits anyway, no longer any incentives. If some fool wants to incorporate, go ahead. But no bennies, no incentives, and no monopolies with corporations where they squeeze out all competition. And also, the bottom line is, it's all about technology. And no government corporations. United States government, State of New York corporation, corporation down to your local municipality, town and village corporations. All of them are a problem. Now, the bottom line is, it's all about alternative technologies. It's old news, they have it. That's why they want to depopulate the planet. The main reason they want to depopulate the planet is so that they can come out for themselves.
Hey, Michael, hang on to that thought 1 second. You got any closing comments, John?
Good point, Michael.
Yeah, John,
well,
go ahead.
He may be right, but I don't see how we're going to get rid of corporations. So.